This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. All right. Well, as is my wont, because we have such good conversations, we're going to finish the week with activist and instructor and writer. And I messed up as I was teasing coming out of the last hour, Dean. You're now an actor as well. And that is Dean Weingarten. Yeah.
In high school.
Yeah. Actor Dean Weingarten. So, what you been up to, sir?
Well, it's a pretty long trip from Van Horn, Texas, to actually Dallas, to here in Yuma, but I made it. And I, on the way, I stopped off at Scottsdale Gun Club in Scottsdale, which is part of the Phoenix Metroplex. And they're a fantastic establishment. But for full disclosure, my second cousin is the person who built it up. And I have to say that he gives me credit for putting him on the path to make that wonderful establishment with about an hour and a half of training I gave him when he was about 12 years old.
Right.
So you never know when a little bit of work might pay off handsomely in the long run.
Right. Well, hey. That's where everything starts, a little bit of work. The right work. You got to do the right work.
Yes, that's right. And it was a rainy day in San Diego, and the kids were bored, and I had some of those Spear 38 plastic bullets and shells and a Ruger revolver, and I did some teaching.
Outstanding. So.
So it was, that's how that started. Yes, so what would you like to start talking about today?
I have noticed that I talked about this last night, the mainstream media has discovered wild animal attacks, and they were talking about a moose attack that occurred in Anchorage, Alaska, where a moose was eye-to-eye with a three-year-old kid that he came around the corner, and the moose came after the kid, and luckily the father had a .44 Magnum on his chest.
That's correct. And yeah. He shot the moose twice. It came after them twice. He shot the moose once, and it diverted and went off into the weeds near the trail, and then it came at him again. This time he shot it three times, and it died. And it wasn't the only attack in that park that is part of Anchorage, Alaska. This is not way out in the wilderness somewhere.
Right.
This is in City Park. I mean, it's a good-sized park, but it is part of the park complex in Anchorage. And just a couple weeks earlier, there had been another moose attack in the same park, and that time, I believe, the defender had a 9mm and hit the moose and stopped the attack, but when they tracked it, it went further than they were able to track it. And in my opinion, it very likely expired somewhere. It depends a lot on where he hit it.
Yeah.
You know, he might have just grazed it or...
Have you ever seen the video of the guy on the snowmobile that comes up on the moose?
I wrote an article about that.
Yeah. Now, what kind of gun did he pull out? He had a 40. He had a Glock 27.
I don't know if it was a 27. It might have been a 22 or 23. but it was a Glock 40 caliber.
Yeah.
And he shot and killed the moose. I mean, and it was a serious attack. He came really close to getting killed.
Well, it ran up on him and stomped him two or three times in the chest, and then you see him, I guess from his GoPro, he's zipping his and doing his coverall, and he pulls out. That's why I think it's a Glock 27, because I saw the gun.
Okay.
And,
and
he shoots the moose three times, and the moose just goes down.
Yeah, right. To me, it has been extremely enlightening and educational to see how effective modern pistols are on these big animals. When I started the research into bear attacks, I had no idea that they would be 95, 96, 97% effective. I mean, I had no idea. I wanted to find out. That's why I did the research.
Right.
And the more research we do, the more we find out that they're very effective. I mean, you have to do your part, but it turns out to be not nearly as hard to do your part as the anti-gun people make it out to be. You do not have to be Dirty Harry Callahan or Wyatt Earp. You just have to be reasonably proficient in that you know how to get the gun out, get it on target, and shoot it within a couple, 3-4 seconds. And a lot of times you have much more time than that. So it's really amazing to me how effective handguns are against large animals when they attack people. And it doesn't appear like they have to be huge calibers either. The most effective ones we've seen, just because people carry them more, I think, and there's good reason, and those are the 44 Magnums, and they seem to work great. We just don't have a whole lot of experience with the other calibers, but most of them seem to work pretty well. I think the 10 millimeter we've only got, well, I have another 10 millimeter case that I haven't published yet. I'm trying to get a hold of the participants and get their story because it's a fascinating story. But in that case, they took down another charging grizzly within just a few feet. The bear dropped like dead 10 feet from them. And that would be the third 10 millimeter case. So the 10 hasn't had a failure yet, but most of the calibers we look at, there's only been three failures in the 73 cases that I published. And those three failures, you look at them and you read them and you go, yeah, I can see why they failed. And it was as much operator error as it was choice of firearm.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Well, yeah, in a lot of cases, the gun's if the gun's never the blame, it's never the blame, right? It's never been the problem of the gun. It's how you employ it.
Yes. And what we see is a really important thing is that to make the decision beforehand that you're willing to kill the animal to save yourself. I think people who get into trouble, two of the three cases, we just don't have the details on the third case, which was a 22 pistol up in Svalbard Island against the polar bear. But I have corresponded with someone who wrote extensively about it, and he said that the person with the pistol just acted stupidly. Well, that sounds plausible. The other two cases, one in Alaska and one in New Mexico, the Alaskan was a .357 against a grizzly bear, and the New Mexican case, a .38 against a black bear. In both of those cases, the people with the pistol were very reluctant to actually shoot the bear.
Yeah.
And with .357 or the .38, both those cases, we don't know if they ever hit the bear. So if you don't hit the bear, you know, there's a lot. The chances are much improved that you won't stop the attack.
Let me get you to hold right there.
A lot.
Yeah,
yes.
Hang on right there. We're coming up on the break. You can find the kind of stuff. Dean writes about this stuff just incessantly. Even when he says he's traveling, I suspect he's riding in the car with some sort of voice dictation software or something. You can find all of his articles at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Speaking to Dean Weingarten, when I was reading the moose story, they were saying in that story that there are fewer bear attacks this year. Is that what you're finding to be true?
No, it may be the case in Alaska. Bear attacks are relatively rare, and people being killed by bears are even rarer.
Right.
So we haven't had a lot of people killed this year by bears, but I've added three bear attacks where people use pistols to defend themselves, and two of them were just this year. It's really hard to know precisely how many bear attacks there are, how many are stopped before anyone is injured, and the real number that you get a pretty good idea on is how many people are killed by bears, and that's pretty small. Now, we were talking about moose, and there are actually more people injured by attacks with moose than there are by bears in Alaska. But bears, if you discount the road accidents, the automobile and moose collisions, if you discount those, then there are more people killed by bears than by moose. But if you include the car moose collisions, then there are more people killed by moose too. About somewhere on an average year in Alaska, 2 to 3 people will be killed in a car moose collision.
Hmm.
So, you know, they are clearly a danger, and there's lots of moose in Alaska. I don't have the number at the top of my head about how many are killed, harvested, probably is a better term, every year to feed families in Alaska, but I know that moose meat is a staple of anybody in Alaska, probably even in a lot of Anchorage. And so they are just another crop that's harvested like cattle would be. And so it really makes no sense to avoid killing a moose that is posing a threat to you when it's likely to be harvested in hunting season anyway.
Right. As somebody who doesn't eat a lot of harvested game, where does moose rank up there as far as is it good? Is it good?
Is it? I've heard just very good reports, and I think I've eaten moose once or two. Yeah, I have. I had some when I was up in Alaska one time, and it's very good. The thing with game about how the meat tastes and how well it's done, so much depends on how it's processed, if the people who field dressed it knew what they were doing, if the meat was handled properly after that, then if it's prepared properly. I mean, any step along that process, it can be screwed up. Maybe you shouldn't use that term. People can make mistakes where it doesn't taste as well.
Right.
And if you, since you're harvesting game, you have to have what normally is done at the butcher's and the slaughterhouse is done mostly by the person who harvests the game. And that runs from people who have harvested hundreds of animals and know what they're doing to a newbie who maybe has never done it before and doesn't have good supervision. So it's highly variable. But as a meat, moose is highly rated. It's generally considered better than most whitetail venison, from what I read, and it's pretty close, right up there, and elk is probably about the same. So both of them are very big deer. You know, they both are in the deer family.
Right.
And it just seems to be a larger deer, you know, has more tasty meat, and if you've got big muscle groups, it's harder to contaminate them with other bodily fluids or whatever when you're processing them. Just a guess on my part, but it's very highly rated. But then I like bear meat, you know, and a lot of people do.
I had some bear meat somebody gave me, and I never did eat it. I don't know whatever became of it. It was jarred. They jarred it up. So, you know, I was... on the one hand, I wondered how that bear had met his end, and then I figured out how that happened, but, you know.
Well, the bears I have had were generally, you know, in a couple hundred pound range, and they've been uniformly pretty good. Again, it's how they are harvested, how the meat is prepared, and how the meat is treated throughout its lifetime from harvesting to the table. So that's what makes the difference. But it can be excellent, and it depends on the particular example. I know a lot of people don't particularly like, you know, doves, for example. But I dove season starts on Sunday here, so I hope to harvest a few, and I have my recipe, which I like. So. That's all that matters, since I'm the one that's going to be mostly eating them.
I hear you. I hear it. We got about a minute left. So when we come back, now you've been writing some politically tinged stuff here of late. Let's go in that direction. We'll leave the bears and the moose alone.
Yeah, we could talk about that case in Philadelphia, maybe. That had me a little upset.
Let's do that.
The one where they...
I'm having the choky throat right now. So I'm trying not to let that out over the air. But, Dean, you can catch Dean's work. His very prolific work. His volumes of work. Nearly 3,000 articles. Waiting on you. At amoland.com. Everything we talk about, the entire spectrum of the gun world, hunting, self-defense, combat, politics, you know, all the things that we talk about here, he has written about. Check that out at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Hurricane Center is stressing that Hurricane Dorian is likely to be a slow-moving storm.
So it looks like just offshore Sunday evening, and then by Monday morning through all the day Monday, even into Tuesday, start seeing those tropical storm force winds make it onshore and continue to push inland.
That's Ken Graham, director of the National Hurricane Center, speaking on Fox News. Now, the storm could be a Category 4 hurricane with winds of around 140 miles an hour once it reaches the Florida coast. Parents are being urged to vaccinate their kids for measles before sending them back to school. There are 6 active measles outbreaks in the United States and a record number of cases since the disease was wiped out in 2000. Your final numbers on Wall Street heading into this holiday weekend, the Dow closed up 41 points to close at 26403. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and now we're going to segue from moose to the urban jungle, Philadelphia to be exact. Take us away, sir.
Yes, I read the publicly available stories and did some research on this case. And what happened is you have a 72-year-old man who family members say used to be a gun dealer. Some family member or members, we don't know who, we don't know what relationship they were, called the police and said they were worried that he was depressed and might be suicidal. I don't know. Nobody has said what caused them to have this worry. So the police were called to do what's called a wellness check, which is where they're supposed to go to a house. And if they can't get a response from the people inside, they can break in because they're worried for the welfare of the people. That's the idea. And then they go into the house and they're supposed to determine if the person is okay. That's why it's called a wellness check. In the story, they said they had the permission of the relatives to go into the house. Now, unless they were living in the house, I'm not exactly sure how they could give permission, but that's what was said in the story. So they go to the house. They go into the house. It doesn't sound like anybody opposed them going into the house. And inside the house, they find a modest collection of guns. not too surprising since the 72-year-old man was a gun dealer. That was something between 50 and 60 guns,
right?
Which is a modest collection. They also found some inert hand grenade bodies. They mentioned that there was a smoke grenade, which apparently was live. And they found, they said, the possibility of a pipe bomb, when I looked at it, it's pretty clear they're hedging on that. Less than 1,000 rounds of ammunition, which comes out to less than 20 cartridges per gun, and a bottle which had mercury in it. So, did they ask the fellow if he was suicidal? And then if they determined he wasn't, say, did he need any help, or if he was depressed, maybe refer him to mental health? No. They went full media circus. They called in the bomb squad. They called in the SWAT team. They called in hazmat because there was a bottle of mercury. All of the things I mentioned are legal and are not illegal to have in a house. And this house is in a nice neighborhood in Philadelphia. It's a neighborhood where most police and firefighters live, I have read. Less than 1,000 rounds of ammunition could be two bricks of .22 ammunition that sells for less than $40 total. And the excuse they gave for confiscating this guy's firearms and tossing them in the back of a police van without protection, you could just see them stacking them up on top of each other, was that they needed to check the serial numbers. Why? They had no probable cause that any of the guns were stolen. They could check the serial numbers on site if they wanted to. But they wanted to make a production, it is my opinion, they wanted to make a production for the cameras, and they wanted to show that there were guns there, and they wanted to take the guns so that it would cost this guy a lot of money to get them back, because once the police have them in Philadelphia, I have a cynical suspicion that they may require a court order and lots of money to an attorney to get them to surrender the guns back to their legal owner. And it was totally unnecessary. But what do we learn? Well, we learn that the mayor is rabidly anti-gun owner. Or maybe we should say anti-gun ownership. And police departments tend to do what the mayor wants. And if you can make media hay for an anti-gun mayor, you might get promoted. You're certainly going to get some love from the mayor's office. They broke so many protections, had violated so many protections in the Bill of Rights and in the Constitution with this raid that it just is sickening. I would say they violated the Fourth Amendment. They violated the Second Amendment, parts of the First Amendment. I think, and certainly the prohibition on taking property without due process. You see it in anti-gun cities. I have seen it so much in the last 20 years, and it is a serious problem in the U.S. that police departments do what is essentially legal theft from gun owners. They confiscate guns when they have no legal reason to do so, and then they require you to go to court to get them back. It got so bad in California that lawsuits were filed, and California was forced to revamp their procedures. It is now easier to get your guns back in California than it would be in Philadelphia.
Really? I believe so,
because they have a procedure in place, and they say that the police department can't just confiscate your guns and keep them without a reason. So we will see what happens in this case, but they did not release the name of the owner, so there's no, and reasonably so, he's accused of being depressed, and having guns. And they did everything to make him sound like a domestic terrorist.
How old was he again?
72 years old.
I guess he must be pretty spry for 72 or something.
Well, I would, he's about the age of President Trump, I guess. So it's just, it's really insane. And I think we are going to have to get some kind of a decision out of the Supreme Court, and it may take a couple of years. And I sure hope that President Trump is able to appoint another or two more Supreme Court justices, and then maybe we'll have some people on the Supreme Court that uphold the protections built into the Constitution that are supposed to prevent this type of blatant abuse of authority.
We will see.
But
we
right
will
now,
see.
They're getting away with it.
Yeah. Let me get you to hold up right there. We're going to come back, and if you like what you hear Dean talk about, if you like the stuff that he brings up, if he's already written about it. He's all that's waiting for you at one website, amoland.com. Quite the aggregator they are, and Dean writes for them almost exclusively. So check them out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking with Dean Weingarten. Let me ask you a question. Do you think, did you see the poll where they were talking about 91% of Democrats think we're going to see political violence? Did you see that poll?
No, I'm not a big, I didn't see that poll.
I'm not a big poll believer because those, you know, we had polls on election day in 2016 that were saying Hillary Clinton, 85% chance she's the next president. Everybody was out there saying it, and I believe Hillary believed it until about 9:15 p.m. that night. But, you know, that's all beside the point. As I'm looking at two things that I think are going to trigger the left, you've written about one of them. And you wrote about Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Right.
Now, inevitably, as we all are, she's going to expire.
Everybody does.
She is very resilient. I mean, I have to give it to the lady. She's very resilient. She's very tough. Antonin Scalia and her were very big buddies, very good buddies when he was still alive. So I wish her nothing bad to happen. But at the same time, when she is no longer on the Supreme Court, that will be good for the Bill of Rights, at, you know, because she seems to think, well, you know, I can interpret that. You know,
absolutely.
Do you think when she does, see, I think there's two things that are going to trigger the leftists. I think a Donald Trump reelection will trigger the leftists to violence, or I think replacing Ruth Bader Ginsburg with like Amy Coney Barrett will trigger them as well. What do you think?
Yes, I think that's very plausible, and I think both are very likely. And they might happen even kind of close together. We don't know. The question is what does the left do? I mean, I expect we'll see riots. We'll see violent demonstrations, but those will mostly happen in leftist strongholds. The left seems to have a a strong propensity for burning down their own neighborhoods. You know, it's hard to see where something positive for the left comes out of that. And I am worried, frankly, about potential assassination attempts against conservatives. We've seen attacks already happen. A lot of the people that the left claim are on the right are actually just a different version of leftists. We can lay out an excellent case, for example, that both Mussolini and Hitler were people of the left. They
Yep.
proudly proclaimed they were from the left.
Yep.
They were considered to be in the mainstream of the left during their time. And it was only after World War II that the international socialists around the world said, see, they were on the right. It was the right wing that did this stuff. No,
yep.
they were all leftists.
Yep.
But I expect violence by leftists to increase, but it's hard to see how they do anything in an organized way. And without the government behind them, I'm not too worried about the outcome. You know, individually, you'd be worried. I wouldn't advise wearing a MAGA hat and walking through downtown
Portland,
San Francisco, or Berkeley.
Yeah.
You know, I was even slightly careful about it in Madison. Madison's a fairly peaceful town, and I'm not too worried about it. And I think I could, you know, walk with a Bowie knife on one hip and a Glock on the other and a MAGA hat on and walk through the University of Wisconsin and not be molested. That might be a little bit hopeful, especially after a Donald Trump reelection. I don't know that the timing would be real good, you know, say the morning after Election Day on that. But
the thing about that, though, as far as elections and this kind of anger and everything, the reason Donald Trump will win is that the person running against him will get the minority of votes and the minority of electoral college votes, which are the votes that do decide the election. It is not a popularity contest. It's based upon what the founding fathers put together for the republic.
Well, we're a republic, not a democracy.
Yeah, right. So that will, you know, all of these things they want to do and everything, I don't know how that's going to work for them. I mean, I've read that they're going to all be concentrated by 2040 in about 15 states. And that those 15, they'll all be coastal states. They'll all be on the coast because for some reason they like the coasts. And then that means that all of those areas where they are at are going to control the House. Except the Senate will be 70-30 in the favor of just everybody else.
Right. I think that could happen. Minnesota came very close to voting for President Trump in the 2016 election.
Sure. And I'm sure that all of these shenanigans coming out of the left are not going to make for their case. It's just not looking.
Good. It's interesting because I'm seeing the exact inverse of what happened with President Trump in the 2016 election. In the 2016 election, as people watched the debates, Trump became more and more the candidate who was willing to fight and uphold the Constitution and restore America to what people thought it should be. And none of the other candidates showed much willingness to really fight and confront the media. But the media is part of the Democrat machine. You know, you cannot say for certain who runs the system. It seems to be just an ideology that is not completely centralized. And so on the left, what we see is it's like there is no candidate that's standing out, and all the people that are there are doing their best to show that they want to tear down the United States and destroy the system.
Yeah.
That's not a message that gets a majority of votes in the U.S., I don't think. We are the greatest country on earth.
Yeah.
We're one of the most prosperous countries on earth. We've exported prosperity all over the globe. The globe has prospered under the policies of the United States in maintaining what was a Pax Britannica, and which is now a Pax Americana, or you could call it a Pax of Christendom, where we've maintained the ability to trade throughout the world. That's being challenged by China right now, but I think we'll win that. And the left just seems to be centered on the idea of destroy, destroy, destroy. I don't like what exists, therefore let's tear down everything. And most people will not see that as a positive message that they can get behind, because most people are pretty well contented with their lot, or at least happy about the way the country is going.
Yes.
It's hard to promote revolution when there's two chickens in every pot, a Prius in the driveway, an SUV on order at the dealership, and your house just got a new roof put on because you're making lots of overtime.
How do you revolt against that? We're about to run out of time here, Dean. We're about to run out of time here. So will you be with us Wednesday?
I will be, and I will be here in Yuma now, and I'll be here probably at least a few weeks. We'll see.
Okay.
If opportunity takes me elsewhere, I'll go elsewhere.
Thank you
for going
to
be at the Gun Rights Policy Conference?
I don't. No, I'm not going.
Ah, okay. Well, we'll see.
Anyway,
I intend to be there.
Very good, sir. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Always a pleasure.
Likewise. We'll be back next week on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.